Sitka is packed to the gills with visitors. That's because the Board of Fish is in town reviewing more than 100 fin fish proposals. If passed, a proposal can change the rules of the game for fishing, and one of the major battles concerns the future of the Sitka Sacro herring fishery. KCAW's Emily Kwong reports.
Sitka is the center of gravity for fish politics, at least this week. There's scientists, managers, fishermen, subsistence harvesters, all sipping coffee out of plastic cups and organizing their talking points in side rooms. I'm in one of those rooms with lifelong fisherman Eric Jordan, who says the first day is kind of like a reunion.
And you bring up old things and old battles that you fought.
And one of the biggest battles this cycle concerns waters I can see out the window. The Sitka Sacro herring fishery is relatively small, but controversial. While the commercial industry harvests the eggs from inside the fish once caught, subsistence harvesters set out hemlock branches after the fleet leaves. The herrings spawn and lay their eggs. But with thinning eggs on branches, fear is escalating within Sitka Tribe of Alaska that the local stock is on the verge of collapse. On Sunday night, to honor the herring, Louise Brady and other members of the Kiksati clan organized a potlatch.
Last year, I think, made it clear that we are close to losing our herring eggs.
Brady enters the kitchen at the Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall, where Nina Vizcarando is preparing food. Opening the fridge, both are disgruntled. There's only one bowl of herring eggs to go around.
So that's the amount for today?
This is the amount for today.
For 150, 200 people.
Among them, members of the Board of Fish. Four of seven came. Israel Payton of Wasilla, Robert Ruffner of Soldotna, Al Kane of Anchorage, and Fritz Johnson of Dillingham. Johnson's advice to interest groups? He says the board likes when they all find common ground.
You know, come to, you know, compromise solutions where it seems there may be none readily available. It really enhances the process because nobody really knows local issues better than local people.
But right now, compromise is days away, and there's competing Sitka Sacro herring proposals on the table. Five call for conservation. Sitka Tribe of Alaska has put forward the biggest one, Proposal 99. It tells the board to cap the harvest rate, that's how much the fleet is allowed to catch, at 10%. Right now, Sitka uses a more generous formula than anywhere in Southeast. Proposal 98, sponsored by Andrew Tomes, calls for reducing the sliding scale even further, or setting aside herring for the ecosystem. Leave a third for the birds, he wrote in his proposal. Sitka's local advisory committee heard these cries for conservation. Amending Proposal 99, the one Sitka tribe put forward, they want the board to research what it would mean to adopt that more conservative formula used by the rest of Southeast in Sitka. Last week, the Sitka Assembly also asked the board to consider this idea. The math is tricky, but the important thing to know is that the herring fleet's quota this spring would go down from 11,000 tons to just under 7,000 tons. That means more herring in the ocean, but also millions of dollars in losses for the industry and the local economy.
Probably over $100,000 in raw fish tax, bed tax, lost electrical receipts, lost sales taxes, and a huge multiplier effect to our economy.
Steve Reifenstuhl is the executive director of the Southeast Herring Conservation Alliance, representing the fleet.
The worst thing about this move is it will not resolve the stated issue, more herring eggs on the dock.
Reifenstuhl spoke before the Sitka Assembly last week, arguing that the problem isn't overfishing, but that the annual subsistence need is too high. Calling the ANS artificially inflated, his organization has put forward Proposal 94 to substantially lower the subsistence take. They are also recommending the board reopen waters to commercial fishing while Sitka Tribe wants more waters sealed off. These battling proposals with their differing opinions on the health of the local herring stock will come to a head with 2 days of testimony. For those planning to take the microphone, Jordan has one piece of advice. Tell the Board of Fish a story.
A compelling, credible, short story from you.
And even though it's tempting to use all 3 minutes of your time, he suggests you cut it down to two. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.